The wide-open field of presidential candidates is raising record amounts of money this year. And 6 months before the first votes are cast, the candidates are also spending record amounts. That creates a multi-million dollar opportunity for businesses that keep the campaigns fed, housed, and on message. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani don't agree on much, nor do Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. But they all break bread at Wolfgang Puck's table. According to the candidates' newly filed expense reports, Puck provided catering services for Clinton, Giuliani, Obama, and Romney in recent months. The combined bill was more than $50,000.
Anybody running for president, you know, they can't do it on an empty stomach, so somehow we seem to be popular.
Catering CEO Carl Schuster says Wolfgang Puck doesn't play political favorites, but the campaigns give a nice little boost to his company's catering business. John Hunter has been providing food and shelter for presidential campaigns since Jimmy Carter was in office. He's the owner of the Hotel Fort Des Moines in Iowa.
I still have an unpaid bill from John Connally from 1980, now that you mention it.
Hunter says the Iowa caucuses typically double his hotel's business in January, a time of year when Des Moines would not otherwise be a hot destination. But this year, the political harvest is starting much earlier. His hotel collected about $60,000 from presidential campaigns in the first 6 months of this year. That's a five-fold increase from the last election cycle.
It's a significant bump for our business and has a profound effect on everyone at the hotel, from the servers to the housekeepers, the servers with their tips, the housekeepers who have variable hours, and then it's good for the hoteliers as well.
Collectively, the Democratic presidential candidates have spent more than $67 million this year, while the Republicans have spent more than $80 million. That includes everything from Mitt Romney's $150 makeup treatment before a televised debate to the $3,250 Joe Biden spent on lapel pins.
It seems like every 4 years there is a little bit of boost in the industry, you know, in certain product categories, such as lapel pins, buttons, balloons, bumper stickers. It does seem to correlate with the presidential campaigns.
That's Vice President Andy Lieberman of Always Advertising, Biden's lapel pin merchant. The Bloomfield, New Jersey company sells mostly golf balls and other corporate gifts with company logos, but the political work is a nice sideline. Of course, for all the small businesses that make money off the campaigns, the number one expense for most candidates so far is their own payroll, backed up by a small army of political consultants. The Pinnacle List Company, for example, manages mailing lists like Republicans to Stop Hillary and Christian Stewards of Conservative Values. Watchdog Sheila Krumholtz of the Center for Responsive Politics notes that John McCain spent $437,000 this year renting names and addresses from the Pinnacle List Company.
List rental, particularly lists of likely or potential donors, are a hot commodity and they don't come cheap.
The campaign has also generated hundreds of thousands of dollars for telemarketers and direct mailing firms. Krumholtz says there's bound to be some second-guessing now about how much the candidates have gotten in return for their spending, whether you count donuts or donations. The real return on investment, though, will be judged when the votes are counted. Scott Horsley, NPR News.